Welcome to IT Talk, Hack Your Tech Career, a WGU-sponsored podcast for aspiring and established information technology professionals. We talk with in-the-know experts to explore what's happening in the tech world and how to land the IT career you want. Let's jump right in.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is our fifth edition, so I'm actually really happy about this, Dan. This is crazy that this has taken a life of its own and kind of expanded out. So
I know, I like it. And we have two amazing guest visitors today.
Yes, we do. Some powerhouse women. Yes. All right. So our first guest today is going to be Elizabeth Lee. Elizabeth, go ahead and tell the crowd about yourself.
I live in Sandy, Utah, which is a suburb of Salt Lake City, and I've been working at WGU for 6 years now. I started as a temp in processing, which was kind of intaking the mail and getting the transcripts. And from there, I moved to business evaluation. And after that, I moved to teachers college articulation. And I just kind of did a move from teachers college to military articulation. And I've been doing that for 6 or 7 weeks now.
I love it. I love it. And you know what? Nothing makes us more happy, or the people that are listening, to hear someone say that I am working in the military space. Again, the whole purpose of us doing this podcast is so that our veterans, our active duty, and their family understand and know that WGU is not just military friendly, but we're military focused. So the fact that our organization is ensuring that people are shifting into those positions to make sure that they are laser focused on making sure that we create access to attainment for all of our military population, that's outstanding. So thank you for who you are and what you do. 6 years of experience within these spaces, which means that the power curve is about to go way high. So yeah, pressure bust pipes, but it also creates diamonds. So yeah, let's get it. So Jennifer Barney, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself?
Yes, I'm Jennifer Barney. I am currently the supervisor for the transcript evaluation team. We are the ones that look at your previous transcripts and evaluate transfer credit for incoming students. I've been with WGU for 8 years and started out in the indexing team, moved to evaluations for the College of IT, and been there ever since. So thank you for having us here.
Welcome. All right, Dan, take it away.
All right, Jennifer and Elizabeth. So I am fresh cryptologist out of the Navy, CTO. What do I need to bring to the table if I wanted to come to WGU? What are you looking for? What do I need to have? How should I prepare it for you?
As an incoming student, obviously, you want to be able to get credit for all of that experience and knowledge that you've attained to this point. So you're going to want to submit any college transcripts that you have from previous institutions. And then the military also submits either a SMART or a Army.
JST.
Yes, thank you. You know all the acronyms.
I got them all. Joint Service Transcript.
Right. Or if your Air Force associated, the Community College of the Air Force, we get those often as well. One thing that incoming students should probably be aware of is oftentimes they'll take CLEP and Dante's credits as well. Those are associated with the ACE evaluated transcripts, but not with the Community College of the Air Force transcripts. So they don't need to send in additional test credit information if they have their ACE evaluated military transcripts, but they do need to send them in if they have Community College of the Air Force transcripts. So that's something that we run into a lot. Community College of the Air Force has done a great job of giving us course descriptions. They're a little easier to evaluate. The ACE military transcripts up to this point have been a little bit more difficult because they kind of just give you a very brief overview of what the job description was. We recently received a new tool called the ACE Military Guide. And it has been invaluable in evaluating those credits. It gives us much more information, and we're really able to hone in better on what skills that these incoming students have. So that's been a really exciting development for my team. It makes our job way easier, and I'm sure it does yours as well, Elizabeth.
Yeah, actually, since taking over this position, and this is a brand new position in our articulations department, so I'm kind of reinventing the wall here, but we have this ACE military guide, which gives us so much information. And so what I do is I go through and I look at your MOS or your NEC or your AFSE, and I look at the competencies that you were learning through your service and through all of those courses and on-the-job training. I pull it up in the military guide and I match it up, and then I look at all of our transferable competencies, so not just courses, but competencies. And I'm looking at a competency for competency. So if you have network experience, I'm going to plug that in. If you have security experience, I'm going to plug that in. Cryptography is a big one. And, you know, I just did a cryptography transcript a day or two ago, and it actually transferred quite a bit.
That's awesome. I'm so happy that you guys are doing what you do. My question is based on everything that you just now said, right? In this space, there's a lot of moving parts. And like you said, ACE has just made updates, and now you have ACE, which is the accreditation that we utilize for our competency-based learning that we learn in the military and how we articulate that over into college credit. So my question is, what are some of the things that you're researching like right now to better serve our military population?
Well, I, for one, have a lot of projects on my plate right now. We are working with a contract and an agreement with the Community College of the Air Force. We have almost got that to go through. We're working on a landing page right now. So that will allow airmen with certain AFSC codes to just block transfer, like a bunch of credit. That will be awesome.
You gotta take
and that
it all.
Will be, that will be going live, hopefully, soon. I can't give a definite time yet, but soon. And we're also working on a partnership with the Community College of the Navy. That is going to be coming around the pipeline soon as well. And I don't know how much I'm allowed to talk about that one, but there are some big innovations we are making with that one. And then, like I said, I'm just going through and I'm getting my hands on all the JST transcripts I can find to create a database for our evaluators, for Jennifer's team and all of the other colleges too, that will make it easier for them to go through, and they don't have to go through and look at all the competencies like I've been doing. The work's already been done. They can look at it, say, great, this occupation will transfer for this, this, and this.
That's going to be extremely important.
Yeah, we love our articulations team. They save us a lot of effort and energy and work, and it makes our job way easier. So we're really grateful for that research.
Plus it gets everyone on the same page, because I know in the past we had issues, because I'm coming from transfer evaluation as well, when you'd have, you know, two people who went through the exact same program together, got the exact same degrees at the same time, or applying for the same program. And there was always a little bit of human error when it came to evaluation. And there was an instance once where I took something and someone didn't, and there was a discrepancy there. So we're really trying to minimize that.
Yeah. Dan and I did a podcast a couple of weeks back, and we were talking about the incentive based kind of like learning that we do in the military. And what that means is that if you tell a sailor, hey, or a Marine or an airman or a soldier, hey, this is what you got to do to get to that finish line. This is what you need. They're going to put maximum effort going toward that goal so that they can attain it. So what you're doing is phenomenal, because you're creating a roadmap for success for them. No matter what you do or where you are, at some point you're going to leave the military. So you need to be prepared. So yeah. And
my next question, how do I bring you my transcript? What do I have to do to get my military transcript to you?
Again, that depends on which branch of the military you're talking about, right? Education registry transcripts, you can go through them. Community College of the Air Force, I believe that they do their own. You were in intake, Elizabeth. You might have a more...
It has been a while. The only thing I would add is if you are in the Air Force, you have a Community College of the Air Force transcript. So don't forget to send that in.
Correct. Yeah. And that's really more of intake's purview. So I don't know the details on that. But I'm sure that there are, you know, military helps out there that can help you submit those transcripts once we get them, you know, it's just a matter of reviewing those. And then, like Elizabeth said, having those articulations in place helps ensure that we can give the most credit. You know, it's really, I'm so glad that we're getting some helps for the military students, because oftentimes we would get these transcripts, you know, that they have more knowledge than the transcript reflects, right? And so it's very difficult, but we live in a black and white world in transcript evaluation, right? We can't infer that they have more knowledge. We have to document it. Okay. And so having these helps really, I think, is a great thing for the military students, because they do have a lot of experience and a lot of knowledge that they're coming with. And being able to have that shown more in black and white makes it really helpful, not just for the students, but for us as well. So,
because at the end of the day, we don't want to handicap the students either by awarding them so much credit and then sending them into these high level courses that they're not prepared for.
Right. And it's huge. It's huge for two reasons, right? And Jennifer, you touched on something that's extremely important. That's, how do I take this military experience, this knowledge, these hard skills, these soft skills, and how do I spit that thing out so that the world can see it? And most of the time, like, that joint transcript doesn't fully depict all of those things, which is why the military person, the service member, needs to actually go out and go to college or get a certification or do something to show that they have competency in those areas, to show that they can not only complete a degree or show that they have knowledge in this specific type of training, but also that they have skills, right? Because it's not enough just to have the experience if you can't put it on paper, like you said, black and white. You know, there are three things that companies are, you know, concerned with, and that's the policy, procedure, and program, and all that stuff is written down. And if you can't show that you have competency in those areas, then that's going to be a problem. So I think that another thing that people don't look at is with the articulation piece. Well, why are you so hard on articulation? Well, the reason why we have to be hard on articulation is because accreditation and articulation are one and the same. And if we're not giving you access to rigorous education and we're not crossing our T's and dotting our I's, then it takes away from our program. And WGU is accredited all across 50 states and various programs. So at the end of the day, it is our responsibility to not only protect, you know, the student, but we also have to protect ourselves and our brand and everything that we got going forward. So thank you for that. In this space, right, I want to know, what's the biggest challenge that you've had in your role, like right now? And, you know, how have you overcome it, or what is the process of overcoming any of the challenges that you're facing and doing the military articulation?
Well, for me, the biggest hurdle has been figuring out how to itemize and how to standardize the process for evaluating, especially these JST transcripts. So when you look at the JST transcript, you know, you have the MOS, you have, I'm sorry if I'm using the wrong terminology here, but
you're doing great. NECs.
Well, not on the same transcript, but you have the MOS, you have the specific course, which I asked Sky, and it was called the RATE.
Uh-huh. Oh, the RATE. Yes.
Yep.
Yes, RATE rating.
And then ACE has also gone through this transcript and evaluated it, and they say, okay, this course is going to transfer for network administration, principles of management, and electronics troubleshooting. Previously, we would go solely off of the ACE recommendation. You know, if it was principles of management, we'd take it for principles of management, but there was very few that we would take on a JST transcript. And now I have the opportunity through this ACE military tool to go through, really look at the competencies, kind of decide for ourselves. I'm looking at one right now that said 2 hours in business management, but I read through the description and I'm like, is this business management? Doesn't seem like it. Does not match the competencies. And so the biggest challenge for me was figuring out, what am I evaluating exactly? Am I evaluating their entire service, the entire transcript? If they have a unit of communication here and a unit of communication here, can I transfer communication? Well, that's going to be up to the evaluator if we did it that way. So we're really trying to standardize it more and look at just the rating and say, okay, it looks like ACE is going to take principles of management and network administration. So we'll probably take those two, but I'm going to see if there's some critical thinking in there. I'm going to see if there's some communication in there and see what else we can give.
So you're digging deep. You're like getting into it and trying to find every nook and cranny that you can find to make a listen, people. This is the difference between a school being military friendly and military focused.
Yeah, and it's a lot of, you know, you're learning how to communicate with your subordinates. Well, I'm going to give you some business communication for that, because that you're using the exact same skill there.
Oh man, I wish I'd come here. I went to Maryland.
I know, both of us did. I feel like we got robbed. Maryland's a great school, but man, yeah. I got to tell you.
So here's my question for you, right? So just from my own experience, you go to A school, you learn your basic skills, being a cryptologist, and then you go and you get your airborne communications. So you become your air crew, you get your airborne communication systems, and then decide they want to send you to your land-based communications and mainframe computer systems and then small computer systems. So multiple C schools, additional education beyond that initial rating college. How do you handle those extra C schools that can actually alter the trajectory of that student as they're going through their military career?
So I'm not sure exactly what you mean by a C school. That's probably a different vernacular than we use.
It's just an additional training. So say that I go to school to learn how to plug in headphones, right? Now my initial school is learning how to plug in headphones. Now I'm going to learn how to take the jack that the headphone goes in and install that into a computer. Like, it's just additional training.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. And do they evaluate those on those joint transcripts?
Okay. Absolutely.
So that then would come through on that military transcript. And those are the kinds of things that Elizabeth's talking about that she's diving deep into to kind of set up those guidelines and articulations. One of the things that is really exciting about what she's doing is that oftentimes if military students might have similar paths, right? And so if you can establish one of those paths and set up those articulations and put that in, then it's very easy for us, once that's been established, to take that across the board and give that to all of the students that have taken that particular track. So that's really helpful. It's really helpful in establishing, you know, uniformity across the board, so that students who have had similar experience are getting similar transfer credit, and we can have confidence that they have those skills going in. The other thing that I think really needs to be addressed is the idea of our competency-based model is extremely beneficial to military students, because like I said, it's so very difficult to demonstrate competency on a transcript, but they have the opportunity to come in, and even if they didn't get that transfer credit, they can very quickly move through a course and show competency and move forward, which is a great benefit.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And when we're charging only by the 6-month semester, you know, we're not charging per credit unit. We're not charging per course, as many courses as you can complete in that 6 months. That's all you're paying for.
Yeah. And you're right, Jennifer, when you start talking about the competency-based model, there isn't a school in the military that isn't based on competency-based. We go into the classroom, and I call it LIP2 for WGU. I call it LIP2, which is learn it, prep it, test or turn in your paper, and on to the next. It's 4 steps. That's it. Once you show that you have the competency, you get the credit and you move on. And that's why it's so great. The WGU mantra is so great. But also, and I know this isn't a part of what we're talking about, but I always got to throw it in there. We got the mentorship. We got the mentor that we have. We got 127,000 students right now that are actively right now taking classes. And within that, those students have a mentor that is dedicated to them. There's nothing more military than having a battle buddy or the air or your wingman or your wing person, however you want to call it, to help you get through it, because it's not about how you start, it's about how you finish. And so I just wanted to throw that out there and just do a little shameless plug on the mentors. But I did want to ask you guys questions, right? I know there's a lot of moving parts to your job and everything. So what are the best resources that you use to help you kind of like get along the way, or that you have to help kind of discern these things and kind of crack the code to the matrix? I took the blue pill.
Yeah. So in transfer evaluation, and I'm sure you use this similar tools, Elizabeth, we have a database called TESS, through College Source has course descriptions for all of the major, well, and some of the minor universities and educational institutions in the United States, and some foreign institutions as well. That is an invaluable piece because we can pull up a course and see, you know, a course description. We also, through College Source, have access to their course catalogs so that we can do a deeper dive if we need to find out about other things. Now, Community College of the Air Force does participate in that test College Source database. So we can really evaluate those pretty effectively. The other resource, like we said, is this new ACE military guide. It's huge in helping us to do the same thing with those joint services transcripts or SMART transcripts. It's huge. We have not, up to this point, had the ability to really do a deep dive on those military transcripts. And so having that option now is, well, it's a game changer for our team. Elizabeth, do you have any additional resources you use?
I would just say the wealth of knowledge we have just in WGU that I've been able to draw upon. I met with Davon and his whole team, and they were able to really help me with, you know, understanding.
My military team is awesome.
They were. They had a really awesome rapport. But, you know, I don't come from a military background, and it's been invaluable to have people to speak with and to ask questions. And I got to go to Montgomery, Alabama, to Maxwell Air Force Base to meet with the airmen there to sign our MOU, our contract with the Community College of the Air Force. And I think that really the process of meeting and speaking with people has been so great in this position.
Yeah, that's like really super awesome. So, you know, like plugging on mentors, one of the things I like about mentors is that, you know, we brought it up in other episodes, but one of the things that's part of that mentoring process is also when you're going up in rank, right? You have someone help you move to the next rank, but you have to do things, take courses or pass leadership courses or all those other things. Are those part of that transcript as well? Or do you and give credit for whatever rank that person has taken?
So we don't evaluate the rank. We go off of what ACE evaluates, and I'm assuming that ACE takes that into consideration as they're kind of delineating what it would transfer in for. They had a lot more detail. Now with this ACE military guide, we have a little more, but they have a lot more detail on what that particular rank involves in the courses. So we're basically looking at the transcript, seeing what ACE has evaluated and going from their evaluation.
So it really is that full package then, not just the courses you've taken, but the rank you've gotten and the support you've given other people along the way that shows up in this process.
Well, right. And I've actually, as I've been doing, it's called skills mapping. So not necessarily transferring course for course, but mapping by skills. I have started going in and looking at the rank, and ACE military guide will really lay it out. It says, you know, third class, second class, first class, and all the way up. And it's been really nice to see how it builds on each other. So if what I've been doing is if it has it in the lowest class and I find it in the lowest class, I'm going to apply it through all the ranks. And then as they go up, it gets a little more specific. But these sheets that I'm building out will hopefully have those, and not sure how we're going to utilize them and build them into our system and our process, but I am looking at that.
Nice. Thank you.
Sweet. So I have one last question, and I think that it's really important. I think when Dan and I sit down and we talk with our guests, like, we really want to dig into it. So you guys have done a phenomenal job answering these questions, and it's not easy to answer questions when you're not doing the work. You all just punched through it, and there was a confidence that kind of goes along with your positions. And I know that, Elizabeth, I know that you said that you've only been doing this for 6 weeks, but it is apparent that not only you have a level of subject matter expertise, but there is an investment, and people don't care what you know unless they know that you care. And I hope that all of our listeners out there know and understand that you and Jennifer care. And I believe it's one of our cultural beliefs to be student obsessed. And I'm getting that vibe from you all. Hopefully you get it from myself and Dan too. So yeah, just wanted to throw that out there. But my last question for you is, if you could step into my shoes, right? They're 11 and a half.
I don't think I'll fit.
Sorry,
I can't fill those shoes.
I got a big head too. The hat's too big. I'm just kidding. It's the big fluffy hair. No, but if you could step into my shoes, what question would you have asked yourself that I didn't? And go ahead, Jennifer, you first.
Well, you know, I am a shameless WGU fan. My question would be, when can I get started? Because to me, it's a no-brainer. You have your competency-based model. You're going to get as much transfer credit as humanly possible. You know, our job is to really do this balancing act of giving as much transfer credit as possible while not inhibiting the student's ability to move forward, and while keeping the integrity of the program, right?
Yeah, that's rigorous, our balancing act. That rigorous education. Yeah, mm-hmm. You want access to rigorous education. Yep.
That's our balancing act. And that's what we, in fact, I have that in my team mission statement, and we repeat it every week in our team meeting, that we need to give as much transfer credit as possible while maintaining the integrity of the program. And that's what we shoot for. And so to me, it's just a no-brainer. It's reasonable cost, high-quality education, and you're going to get as much transfer credit as possible. I would say, when can I get started?
Thanks. Elizabeth?
Mine was kind of along the same lines of, I think I would ask, and if we're talking about this podcast, like it's the only one someone might listen to, and I'm going to go back and listen to all your other ones as well. And so you've probably mentioned this, but I would ask, what's the benefit of coming to WGU over other online schools? I would say is just the amount of support we offer a writing center, and we offer a math center, and you have a weekly call with a mentor if you want it. You can reach out to your course instructor anytime you want. And then the biggest thing is that it's self-paced. I started my MBA 2 weeks ago. I'm about to finish the first class because you can just work as fast, as slow as you want. Of course, if you're going to go a little slower, you're going to pay a little more, but it is completely up to you. And, you know, and if I think if you really put your mind to it, you can get through it. We lost power last night. We had a crazy storm here in Utah. And we lost power. And now I didn't particularly have the will to pull up in my phone and look up the article that I needed to read. But if I had wanted to, I could have.
All right. So the good part is I work with Jennifer a whole lot. So Jennifer, with that new system, does that mean you're still going to be asking questions of me? Hey, can I accept this transfer credit in if this person has done this thing? I just want to know if those questions are still going to apply or not, right?
Our relationship isn't going to change, is it?
I'm always going to be asking you questions. That's always going to happen.
All righty, folks. So on close on this one, any last words, anything that you would want to say to the audience, anything that they should come in as an expectation when they're handing over their transcripts or their evaluations?
Just welcome aboard, because it's a great place to be. Right? It's a great place to be. And I just echo all those things that Elizabeth just said.
Jennifer said, AKA, hurry up and give me your transcript. So you
can yeah, exactly.
That's what right. I'm
exactly.
Why not you? Why not now? Let's just get this thing done. There's that
there
hill.
Is.
Go get it. You know it.
The process, once the process gets going. And then the other is when you go to the WGU landing page, immediately there's going to be a pop-up for a free application code, so don't worry about paying for it.
Yeah. David, any last words?
Oh, that's it. I truly appreciate our guests. Like I said, we got some powerhouses that are behind the scenes ensuring that everybody has access to opportunity and entertainment. This is our mission, and you know that we care. We love it. And I just want to thank you all for coming by.
Thank you. Appreciate the opportunity.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for joining us. We hope today's conversation has been interesting and helpful. To learn more about preparing for a career in IT, check out WGU's College of Information Technology at wgu.edu/IT. We hope you'll tune in next time.